Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Are you in there, Dad?
Is that you, Kelly?
Close your eyes. I've got a surprise.
Oh, God. Is Stuart back?
No, you'll like it.
Oh, okay.
I close them.
Now open them.
Okay, when I open them again, honey, I want you back to being a brunette.
I can't, Dad. I dyed my hair.
Why?
Because ever since I got my divorce, I felt like I needed a change.
Well, if you needed a change, honey, why don't you change something that needed changing, like the way you dress?
Well, I think it looks daring.
I don't, honey. I think it looks dumb. And dumb and divorce is not a good combination. Ask your mother.
It's just that I felt so unattractive lately.
Oh, but honey, you're beautiful. I mean, what was wrong with the plain old Kelly, you know, with the dirt brown frizzy hair?
I feel so much better being a blonde.
Oh, but it's so superficial. If you want to be blonde on the inside. I mean, this looks phony, you know, and men don't like that, Kelly. Men don't respond to that.
Hey, Coach, whoa, Kelly. Great hair. Yes, Mama. Uh-huh.
We were undefeated.
Last week, we were 7-0.
Luce, your defense has never been quicker.
Hey, they're hungry, Hayden. They're hungry.
Howard! Hey, what's that game?
What about the ball
How about
game?
Those guys?
What about
51
that?
To nothing, man. I wish I could have those kids in school forever.
Hey, well, if they're anything like me.
Come on, Howard, join in on some
what's
of
matter?
This.
Gentlemen, I have some upsetting news for you.
Well, what could be that upsetting after a game like that?
Don't tell me you're losing the sides of your hair, too.
guys. Albie, the stadium guy, was just taken to the hospital.
What?
Old Albie?
Sheesh. What happened?
He collapsed after the game. He was trying to melt the ice at the end of the tunnel, and someone found him lying in a big pile of salt.
Oh, geez, not Albie. I just rubbed his head today before the game for good luck, like I always do.
Well, I just thought I should tell you. If I hear anything, I'll call you.
Man.
Hope he's okay. Albie's been groundskeeper here since he's been ground.
Oh, he's more than a groundskeeper. He's like an institution. I love that guy. Yeah, Mr. Orkison, give me the University Hospital.
How old is Albie? 80, 85?
92.
Sure it's nothing serious.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, I'd like to check on a patient. No. I'm not family, just a very close personal friend. I've known the guy for 10 years. Albie. What's his last name?
We always called him Albie the Stadium Guy.
Well, we really don't know, but he was just brought in real recently, and, well, he's a bald guy. He's kind of short, very old. He may have had a lot of salt on his pants. Terwilliger. Albie Terwilliger. Well, is he going to be okay? Can he have visitors? We'll be right down. Let's go.
Albie, it's us.
Hate hospitals.
Luther, shut the door.
Hey, Albie, it's me, Hayden.
I was just remembering all the times you let me rub your head for luck, Al. Today was one. And we won. I brought you the game ball, Albie. You want me to give you some of that luck back? Gee, you're kind of chilly there, Albie. Dob, give me the blanket, would you?
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
What?
There's a tag on his foot. Oh. Is he dead?
Well, he's either dead or he's for sale.
Jeez, he is dead. I can't believe this.
He rubbed a dead man's head. Do you think anyone knows he's dead?
Of course they know he's dead. He didn't put the tag on there by himself.
We gotta get out of here.
Luther, I'm not getting out of here. This is Albie. This is a friend. He was one of the first guys I met when I came to Minnesota State. Walked out to the field and just stood there standing, thinking how beautiful it was. Daydreaming about maybe someday having a season like we're having now, and this old guy comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder and says, get the hell off my field.
Was that Albie?
Never help. Well, goodbye, old friend. We're gonna miss you.
God, now he really looks dead.
Excuse me. Is one of you Coach Fox?
Yeah, I am.
We found a letter addressed to you among his personal effects.
Addressed to me? Well, why did he write me a letter?
I don't know.
Where's the letter?
Right here in his fanny pack. If it's any comfort, he went peacefully.
You know, like they're gonna tell you if he screamed his head off.
Is there anything else in there? Yeah. Yeah, there's some keys. And a watch. Geez, I gave him this watch for his 90th birthday. Some salt. Dear Hayden. Oh, man, is this a kick in the gut? I always felt that you and I had a special friendship, even beyond the head rubbing. I don't have any family to speak of, or any that I speak to. Ha! So I'd appreciate it if you took care of my worldly belongings. I have three simple wishes. I'd like a small memorial service for those who cared about me and knew me pretty well. That should keep it small. Ha! Two, I'd like to be buried with the watch you gave me. It's my only prized possession. And the third wish is private, so if you're reading this out loud, read the next part to yourself.
Nothing in there about organs, is there?
No, Luther wants to be cremated.
Oh, jeez, you want you to do it?
No, he wants me to make sure that it gets done.
He really left you with some heavy responsibilities, Coach.
Yeah, I know. But it's Albie. And if this is what he wants and I'm the guy he wants to do it, then I'm going to give him the best send-off that I can. I just can't believe he's gone.
It helps, Coach. He's gone to a better place.
Well, go to his place and get his stuff.
I didn't realize you two were so close.
Well, obviously, I was his best friend in the whole wide world.
Anybody know where he lived?
I never knew Albie lived in a trailer park.
Yes, you were right. Dobby has gone to a better place. Take this. Gives me the creeps.
What do you mean it gives you the creeps? You should consider it an honor that we're here fulfilling this man's dying wish. Albie Terwilliger was an upright, honest, decent man. There's nothing creepy about that.
Oh, boy, where do you get a load of what's in here?
Cats.
What the heck was he thinking?
Jeez, these all yours now?
God, I hope not. I don't want all these cats. Why didn't he mention this in his letter?
Maybe he had bigger things on his mind.
Look, how could you have anything else on your mind living with this?
Mind if I ask what's going on?
Yeah, hi. We're friends of Albie. Who are you?
Hal.
I manage the trailer park.
Oh,
well, I don't know if you heard, but Albie passed away today.
I did.
I don't know about you, but it took us all by surprise.
Me too. Albie lived in this trailer 15 years. I was probably his closest friend. So what are you doing here?
Well, he left me a note telling me he wanted me to take care of his stuff. I'm Hayden Franz.
He left you a note?
Yeah, he also wanted me to give him a memorial service.
He asked you to give him a service? What time you having?
Well, we hadn't really set a time. I don't know, how's 2 o'clock?
I'm going to an auction at 2.
How about 5?
Fine. It's your funeral.
Oh. By the way, since you're in charge of everything now, what are you going to do with all these cats?
Well, I didn't know he had cats.
Well, you can't leave them here. They go crazy when Albie's not around.
Well, what am I supposed to do with them?
Well, I'm sure you won't have any trouble finding them homes. Everybody loves a cute, cuddly cat.
You want one?
No.
What am I supposed to do? Take all these stupid cats to my cabin?
Coach, I know this is tough, but I don't know many men who would do what you're doing. I think Albie knew that when he entrusted all this to you.
Jeez. Well, you would have been a good choice, too. Ouch! God, these cats are driving me nuts.
You've only got one or two left, so if you're interested, you better hurry. They're really cute and cuddly.
Yeah, get off my back, you little furball!
No, he was talking to my baby brother. No, the cats are adorable.
Man, I'm telling you, how am I going to have a nice memorial with all this racket going on?
Don't worry, Coach. You've done everything you can to make this a really great tribute.
Oh, my gosh, Christine's pies.
Coach, what happened to the back of your coat?
What do you mean? Man. Jeez, well, it's stupid cats. Hey, Madonna, we get rid of any more cats yet?
Not yet.
Where's Christine?
Oh, she's on the porch, wheezing.
Oh, she's gonna freeze to death out there.
I never knew she was that allergic to cats.
Well, she's fine with just one or two, but when it gets into double digits, that's when it's a problem. Honey, come on, man, why don't you come in here? You're gonna freeze to death out there. Yeah. Jeez, you're turning a funny color.
Oh, I could only stay in here for a few minutes before I start sneezing.
You want an antihistamine?
Oh, no, I can barely stand as it is. Oh, I'm sorry, Hayden. I know I was supposed to help you with all of this, and I'm just useless.
Yeah, I know.
And I could really use your help. Maybe you ought to go back to Minneapolis.
No. I think what you're doing for Arby is so sweet, and I want to stay.
It's Albie, honey. Really, go back.
No, I'll be fine. I'll just stay out on the porch.
Okay. Well, listen, honey. You just knock on the window if you want any more tea, okay?
Oh, hi, Howard.
Hi, Christine.
Is that the wreath?
Yeah.
All right.
I think I got everything you asked for. They used actual sod from the field. It's the perfect tribute. Go, Albie?
Yeah.
I added that myself. I think it's a nice sentiment.
What sentiment? Go, Albie? He's gone, Howard. Where the hell you want him to go?
You know, you have a way of taking the nicest gesture and making it seem stupid.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Bo.
Oh, it's great you guys came.
You made us come.
Well, then it's great I made you come. Hey, have a seat. Show a little respect. Huh? Come on.
What's that?
I'll go check.
Hi, everybody.
Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late. I slid on some ice and some of the coleslaw fell off onto the meat. You got a spoon? Got a shovel?
Oh, man, nothing about this memorial is going right.
Hey, Coach.
What?
I think Christine's passed out on a porch.
Oh, God.
Dad.
What?
The cast knocked over the nightstand, but nothing's broken.
Oh, good.
But one of them's having kittens on your pillow.
Tara, stop! What, Christine? Come on, honey. Come on, honey. Wake up. Wake up. There, that girl. Wake up. Here we go. There we go.
Oh, you wipe the drool off your chin.
Oh. I'm okay. I feel a little dopey.
Well, believe me, no one in this group will notice. They just sit over here in the fire and you thaw.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. Come on, everybody, take a seat.
Okay, now, I've never done this before, so you're going to have to bear with me. We're here to pay a tribute to...
You started without me?
Well, it's after five.
Oh, that's right. I'm just the guy who knew him for 15 years. No sense waiting for me.
Hal. Okay. Now, we're here to pay our final respects to Albie Terwilliger, our beloved groundskeeper. And I gotta be honest with you, you know, I didn't really know Albie all that well. I don't think any of us did. What I'm trying to say is that Albie was not the kind of guy to let people get close to him, but he was an important part of Minnesota State football, and I'm sure we're all gonna miss him. Well, what can you say about Albie?
Someone please just go check on the cat, see what the hell's wrong with him.
I'll go. Where was I?
You said, what can you say about Albie?
Did I say anything after that? Okay, well, there's a couple things you can say about him. He loved cats. He had a nice, smooth head.
Everything's fine. They're just playing.
Good. Well, I don't want to hog this, so is there anything that anybody else would like to say about Albie? Al?
If you knew Albie well, you'd know he didn't like a lot of people talking about him.
All right, then how about we just have a moment of silence? Everybody, just bow your heads.
Jesus.
Luther, just stick around the couch, would you?
What's that?
Oh, Jesus, coming from Albie.
It's the alarm on the watch I gave him.
What's his watch doing in the urn?
He liked it so much he wanted to be buried with it.
Well, any chance, is there a Parker pen and pencil set in there? Or did that mean nothing to him?
Jeez, how do you turn it off?
I don't know. I bought it from some guy in the street in Minneapolis.
If it's like the one you bought me for Christmas, there's a little button on the side. Unless it broke off like mine did.
Well, I'm not going to dig around in there and find out.
Well, you got to do something. He can't just keep ringing.
Hang in here, Albie. say that a man's greatness is measured by the friends that he has in his life. And I feel very honored that Albie considered me one of his friends. And Albo, bud, I sincerely hope that the grass is greener on the other side. And finally...
Hey, Kitty, how'd you get out?
Oh, my God!
Howard! Oh, I'm sorry! I thought I'd shut it, okay? Move! Guys, come on, help me round them up!
Oh, hey, I gotta get out of here.
Oh, what, Chief?
What the hell is burning?
I don't know, my
pot. That's it, I'm out of here!
Look at this hand on!
I gotta leave. This is something personal between me and Albie. I'll be right back.
All right, Albie. Here we are, your last request. I know you wanted it to be a secret. I haven't told anyone. Boy, Albie, I gotta tell you, I've had a heck of a couple of days. Yeah, well, I know you have too. I took care of your first two requests. I haven't found a home for the cats yet, but I will. You really should have told me about those cats, bud. Anyway, I hope wherever you are that you know that I did my best to make your send-off everything that you wanted. Well, I'm a little uncomfortable with this next part. I've never done it before. I'm not exactly sure what the protocol is here. I know that you love football, Albie, so... Go deep.